So I am recording the second episode, season 2, episode 2, for my closet. I never record in here. I should record in here more often. I hope that there's like good sound quality. I mean, not that there wouldn't be good sound quality, but the light in here is kind of noisy, so hopefully the background music kind of covers that. This is going to be like a trivia episode, so I just wrote down 5 questions on a whiteboard, and I guess this is kind of like a get to know me a little bit better, but it's also kind of just general things, more kind of like opinionated topics, and then I think we can later get into a topic that we'll actually kind of cover. So the first question is, what's your favorite movie? I have to say Mean Girls. If you haven't read the book, it's about this girl named Katie. Not K-A-T-I-E, but C-A-D-Y. And she moves from South Africa, and she starts high school. She was homeschooled previously, so she's never gone to, like, a real school, even in South Africa. And, basically it's about this group of girls called the Plastics. They're, like, 3 or 4 of them, I think there are 3, or maybe there are 4, I don't know. Anyway, they're just really mean to people. They have like a burn book where they have like a bunch of mean things and stuff written in there, and it's just a really good movie because it just teaches you a lot of good life lessons. Second question, why do you love podcasts? Why do I love podcasts? Because I just like listening to people talk for a while. I like learning what people's opinions are. I like kind of getting to know like different people's views on the world, especially people's views like on the virus, like who thinks it's a good idea to take precautions, who thinks it's not a good idea, like who's in favor of being safe and who doesn't care about it at all. I just like to listen to different people. Depends on the topic. I just found this podcast on Spotify today because I just downloaded the app, and it's called Unsolicited Advice with Ashley and Taryn, and it's really good. So that's just a recommendation. I tried searching for it on Anchor, but I guess it's not on there, so you're gonna have to get Spotify to find it. That's really good. Once I started, I just got hooked. Like, I can't stop listening to it. It's just a really good podcast, which is a good thing because the more podcasts you find, like, the more you can listen to them and the more options you have. Because, I mean, I'm probably going to listen to this one for a while, but eventually you're going to get bored and you need to do something else. You need to do other things too, like go outside and go on walks and read and bake a lot and do something just really fun that's enjoyable that you can do and stuff. Okay, anyway, third question. How's the pandemic impacted your life? It's definitely impacted my life because I can't see a lot of people. I've seen my grandparents a couple times. I've seen my cousins. I went over to their condo a couple weeks ago and we played at the park and then we had lunch in their condo. And then my cousin Tessa came over here and we made like a iMovie thing. Well, like a video thing, like on Video Leap. It's this video editing app. So yeah, we made like a whole plot thing. Kind of like a little mini movie. And question 4, are you looking forward to school? I just realized I haven't really fully finished answering question 3, so sorry that question 4 wasn't ready to answer it. But it just impacted me because it's allowed me to do so many more things. Like, I would never think of going on bike rides with, like, by myself or with friends. I never thought that I would be baking a lot or reading, like, more than I usually do, FaceTiming people more than I usually do. I would never, like, listen to, like, a podcast. Like, that's just new. That's just a really recent thing. It was just really fun. Like, once you start, it's just kind of fun. Now, of course, everyone's different. Not everyone likes podcasts. I don't love every single podcast, obviously. But I did like listening to certain people and kind of getting to know who they really are. Because a lot of the time, you like, watch YouTube videos and, like, you never really get to know the person personally. Like, you don't know what's actually going on in their life. It's kind of sad because, like, you feel like it's just really fake. It's this whole world of, like, all these good things happening and, like, all the bad things just hidden, and that's the only thing I don't like about social media. Okay, so this time I'm really going to answer question 4. Are you looking forward to school? Yes, but I'm kind of nervous because I'm a little worried that I'm not going to be able to talk to my friends that much. I don't know if they're going to want to, you know, talk a lot, and it's going to be so different, like, walking in the hallway, even just walking in the hallway, or, like, just seeing people in class. You have to wear a mask. It's gonna be hard, but I'm still looking forward to it because I really want to get back to school. It's also my last year of middle school, so it's kind of unfortunate that this whole pandemic is like twisted into there. Last question, question 5. Have you enjoyed this quarantine summer? Yes, because it's allowed me to do so many things that I've never done before, like I said before. And also, it's allowed me to just get together with more people. I saw some friends that I haven't seen in months, and it was just really fun. I'm having a friend over next week, actually, and I'm really, really excited. So, yeah. Anyway, that's that. I think we're going to talk about something else now, because I think we're going to be a little bit bored if we focus just on these questions. And you've also answered them all anyway. So there's not really a ton much... not a whole lot of things like that you can do. But I just wanted to say that a couple weeks ago or last week, I made 2 videos of myself organizing my room. It was multiple time-lapse clips, all built into one movie, and it was just really satisfying to just organize my whole room, like take all the things off my bookshelf and just reorganize everything, clean my desk, clean my nightstand, and just go through my closet, which is kind of messy, but now it's so much more organized. Like, I'm sitting here right under my bags that I have hanging up on hangers, and everything is just so much more organized. It's so much easier to, like, look for things. Like, I've actually discovered some objects or cards and papers that I haven't seen in a while. It's amazing how many things that you can discover after just going through stuff. And yeah, so it's just been really satisfying, this going through things, throwing things away, and just cleaning and just organizing everything. So now the challenge is keeping it organized, but I'm pretty good at keeping stuff organized. Also, as I said in the previous episode, fostering kittens right now, so life is pretty good. I have 5 pets in the house. I have 2 guinea pigs and 3 kittens that I'm fostering. So life is good. I love spending time with the cats. It's amazing. I just love curling up with animals. They're just so sweet. I mean, these cats are really special. And a lot of people say, my animal is really special. And it probably is. But, like, these kittens are just really sweet. Like, they're just really calm. And Sammy just loves people. He just, like, he just wants to get love. And it's just so sweet. So yeah, life is good. I also hang out with, I hung out with my guinea pigs today, Percy and Nibbles. They're pretty cool. They're so cute too. They're very fluffy and they're kind of chunky, and that's okay. Because chunky animals are the best. They are adorable and they are just awesome. So yeah, I'm also sitting under this shelf with throw blankets that are really fuzzy, just completely random. And hopefully, again, I hope that the sound of this light isn't bothering you too much. This is really annoying sound, and I don't know why it has to be annoying. But it sounds like some, like, staticky sound, and it's just really getting to me right now. Because I have to be talking, and I'm happy to be recording a podcast. So that's the only reason why it's annoying. But yeah, anyway, I'm just gonna put up with it. Because sometimes in life, you have to put up with challenges or pet peeves, because that's just how life is.
Anyway, speaking of closets, I should probably, like, make, like, a little, not hang up, like, a little, like, comfy area in my closet. I mean, the only problem is that my closet, like, there are two doorway thingies with, like, four doors, for each, like, doorway, I guess. So there are two doors, and it's really long, but the closet space itself is really narrow, so you can't really hang out in there. It's not like a walk-in closet where there's actually some space to hang out in there. And I'm trying to think of how I can make this like more of like a hangout place, not just a room with clothes hanging and stuff. Cause you could probably make this like a place to hang out. It's just that it's never been made to be like that. So I'm trying to think of ways to make it more enjoyable to be in here. Cause I only wear so many clothes from there. I mean, it's mostly like nice dresses and nice clothes that I have that I don't really wear. And it's summer right now, so it's really hot. I have to say, I've been getting outside a lot more than I usually do. Like, I go on walks with my mom. I do things outside on my own. Like, I play badminton by myself sometimes, and I water the yard to keep our grass healthy and the flowers too. And sometimes I pull weeds occasionally, because sometimes when you're bored, you just have to pull weeds. We have a lot of weeds in our yard, and it's starting to spread, so definitely a good idea to pull weeds, especially when you have a lot of weeds in your grass. Besides baking, I haven't been doing anything exciting, let's just say. Like, I have a lot of things I can do, and I have a lot of things that I enjoy doing. It's just that when you do the same things every day, it kind of gets tiring. And that's the only annoying part about this quarantine, besides not seeing people, is that there are endless options. There are endless things that you can do. You can do craft projects. You can do all kinds of outdoor activities. You can do all kinds of things. It's just that when you do the same thing every day, it just gets boring. And, like, even if you add new things that you've never done before, sometimes it's still a little bit boring, like writing letters to people, organizing your room, making videos. Like, it's all fun. It just gets a little bit old. So I'm trying to think of things that I'm not going to get tired of, so that I'm not completely tired of doing the same thing every day, because I don't want that to be the case. It's supposed to be fun. I mean, this is the only time in my life that I've had this much time being at home. I mean, I am kind of a homebody in some ways. I mean, I do like to travel. It's kind of hard for me to leave home sometimes, but I do enjoy it. I mean, like, in the long run, I'm like, it was totally worth it going on that vacation, like going to Paris. That was awesome. If I hadn't gone there, I would have been pretty disappointed. It's kind of like, at the same time, I love traveling. Same time, I'd rather stay home and do my own things, because I'm pretty independent. I like to just make my own decisions and be self-sufficient and just do whatever I want, because being independent, just having freedom, is just awesome. Like, the first time I just went on a bike ride by myself, I was like, this is awesome. I feel so independent right now. I feel like I can do anything. That's the thing, like, when you start becoming really independent, you just feel like you can do anything, and you can't, really. You're not old enough to, like, really do anything, but you just feel like you have so many more options, and it just feels really good to be able to do more things than you, like, could before. And I have to say, this pandemic is gonna affect, like, the rest of our life, because we're just gonna remember the times where we just had so much family time, so much free time, and then pretty soon, like, a 3-day weekend's gonna seem too short. Gonna be kind of sad, but oh well. Once I get to start seeing more people, it'll be nice, and I think everyone's gonna look forward to that again, just like seeing people and just knowing that, like, there are people that you can hang out with, there are people that you can see,
it's gonna feel really good. Also, like,
I don't know if any of you feel this way, but I've kind of noticed how, like, you have something different every week for dinner, like, every single day. And I just feel like it's the same thing all the time. And here we kind of have certain foods, and then, like, basically my mom, she does all the cooking for us. So whenever I'm not baking or cooking something, she's always the one that's making things. So we'll have dinner at home every night, and then occasionally for, like, a treat, like, we'll get takeout from a restaurant. And I always like that because I always get, like, Asian food or something, and I love Asian food. I'm not talking about, like, seafood. I'm just talking about, like, chicken satay. It's so good. Just thinking about foods that I crave on a regular basis makes it hard when I can't eat it. So whenever I do have it, it's like a treat for me. So yeah, I also love sushi. It's so tasty. Tasty isn't really a word that people use to describe food, in case you have noticed that. Just an observation. Also, I recently started rereading the Harry Potter books because I realized that I kind of miss doing that. I also have other books to read too. I have like 3 other books that I haven't read before. So I'm also reading those, and I feel like I'm Thomas Jefferson because Thomas Jefferson used to read multiple books at the same time, and that's literally what I'm doing. That's legit what I'm doing. I do that a lot. Like, sometimes I just can't. I can't always just read one book and then move on to the next one. I just have to read multiple books because that's just how I am. Like, sometimes I can't just read one book. Sometimes I just need to read multiple books because the thing is, sometimes I do feel that reading one book at a time is easier because it just depends on the book. It depends how easy it is to understand. It depends how structured it is, but sometimes it's just nice to just read multiple books because then you feel like you're actually getting more books read, and you just feel like you're getting more things done. And I think a lot of people like feeling accomplished, as do I. So yeah, anyway, it's been nice recording in my closet for the past 17 minutes. So yeah, anyway, I just wanted to also talk about more emotion type things, not necessarily emotions, but more psychological things and kind of things that we cope with every day. I felt that a lot of people are, especially children who are quarantined, have developed a lot of anxiety. Like, people are becoming stressed out. I think some kids are just losing it. I think a lot of kids are stressed out because they want to go back to school. They miss seeing their friends. They miss regular times. They miss old times. And it's just getting to them now. And the thing is, at the beginning of this whole pandemic, I think a lot of people enjoyed being at home all the time because they were like, yes, finally we can be at home with our families, we can bake, cook, go on walks, do all kinds of fun things. And I think once e-learning ended, it just became really hard for kids because a lot of camps got canceled and just a lot of things were canceled this year. And so the fact that so many big events got canceled made it harder to stay at home. If you don't have a lot of things to do at home right now, it's really hard, especially during like the 3-month summer. It's just really hard to find enjoyable tasks to do, and it's just hard for kids, and I totally feel for those people that are struggling because it is hard if you're stressed out and you're like, I'm tired of this, I'm tired of this whole virus. Thing is, a lot of people are tired of this whole virus, and I am too. I mean, I love being at home with my family, I love doing all this stuff. It's just eventually I just get kind of tired of it, and like at some point I just started feeling stressed out. I was like, I'm done with this, I can't handle this anymore. And the thing is, at the beginning it's like, it was great, I was like, yes, I don't have to worry about blah blah blah, I don't have to worry about like school activities and homework, it was great. And then it started to get to me, I was like, oh my god, I didn't realize how crazy I've, you know, become. Oh, and also, I don't know if I've mentioned this at all, I mean, it's not really a secret anymore, But at the end of April, I had COVID, and a lot of, I haven't told, like, a lot of people, and I'm generally, like, a really, really healthy person. I hardly ever get sick, so I was kind of surprised. And so what happened was, my dad got it from his boss. My dad hadn't gone to work in, like, 2 months. This is back in, like, March or April or whatever. Well, we got it in April. And he hadn't gone to work in months, and then one day his boss, like, you have to come into the office for this meeting, and so my dad did, and my dad wore a mask, and he still got it, and so I got it, like, a week after he did, and all I had was a headache. I just had a really bad headache, and the thing is, I wouldn't say it was a migraine, it was just really painful headache, but I guess that's kind of like what a migraine is, except for, it didn't feel like it was behind my eye, it just, my head just hurt a lot. So it wasn't pleasant, obviously, because headaches are obviously never any fun, but it was definitely a lot less mild than I expected, because usually people that get COVID, if they're old or regardless of their age, really, people get fevers, they can't really breathe, they're coughing, and it's just, your body just feels miserable. And the fact that I didn't feel that way, I just felt super grateful. Not super, I felt really, really grateful that I haven't experienced the other symptoms other people have felt. Because not being able to get out of bed and just feeling really weak, that was the thing I was afraid of, just not being able to get out of bed. So the fact that I had COVID and barely, like, suffered, but not as bad as other people, that I just felt really, really lucky. So I'm glad it wasn't a really bad situation. Anyway, besides that, it's been nice just, you know, having, like, a long break to kind of just reflect on things and, you know, just do day-to-day things in life. I mean, I don't know. So yeah, I'm kind of running out of things to talk about. I think we're gonna have to end this podcast, well, end this episode, because I am kind of running out of things to discuss, and I think we should, call it a day. I hope that you guys stay well. I hope that everyone, gets through this whole pandemic, because we're all in this together. I know it sounds cringy, but it's true. We're all in the same situation. And yeah, so thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.